Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Sacred choral music meets modern jazz this weekend in a concert honoring local legend and international icon Dave Brubeck. The choir of the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament will perform Brubeck's Pange Lingua variations with an orchestra and jazz trio featuring Brubeck's sons Chris and Dan and Sacramento pianist Joe Gilman. The concert has a special significance to the cathedral, which presented the world premiere of Brubeck's piece over four decades ago. CAP Radio's Paul Conley has more.
Dave Brubeck is one of the biggest names in jazz, and even if you don't know the name, you probably know the music, at least this piece. Take 5 is the best-selling jazz single ever, part of Dave Brubeck's highly influential album Time Out, released in 1959. But less than a decade later, when the Dave Brubeck Quartet was at the height of its fame, the pianist made a monumental decision that even his band members had trouble believing.
When Dave announced he was going to disband the Dave Brubeck Quartet so he could spend more time doing the thing he always wanted to do, which is write for big orchestra and chorus, they thought he was out of his mind. He wouldn't really do it.
But as Chris Brubeck goes on to say, his father did do it, and he completed his first major oratorio in 1968. For Brubeck, the move was in keeping with his identity.
He was a composer that played jazz piano, not a jazz pianist who became a composer. That's how he saw himself.
Brubeck had already composed numerous popular jazz pieces like Blue Rondo a la Turk and In Your Own Sweet Way. Now he started turning out a string of celebrated choral works.
I had no idea that he had written so much choral music.
Music director Rex Rolanka has been at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament since 2005.
Turns out that he composed over 20 sacred cantatas. He's probably one of the most prolific Catholic composers of sacred art music in the 20th century in the United States.
Why sacred choral music, you might wonder? Chris Brubeck says the seeds were planted years earlier when Dave was an army infantryman during the war.
Ever since World War II, when he saw all the death and destruction in Europe, he kept pondering, like, how could so many people do this to each other? So he said, if I live through World War II somehow, I want to figure out how to write a great big, quote-unquote, serious piece of orchestra and chorus that has a lot of Jesus' teaching in there. And the first piece, when he disbanded the quartet, to do was The Light in the Wilderness. That was his first big oratorio.
Other big works soon followed, including The Gates of Justice, La Fiesta de la Posada, and Dave's Mass, To Hope, a Celebration.
He would write just out of an amazing sincerity, real melodies that you could hum and sing. Along with my mother, Iola, he chose his texts very carefully, which were almost always biblical, to really hold up what the moral code was. And, you know, Dave and Iola were very big into civil rights. It's hard to be a violator of civil rights and follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, unless you're a hypocrite.
In 1983, Dave Brubeck composed the piece that will be performed this weekend at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament, his variations on the ancient Gregorian chant, Pange Lingua. It was actually commissioned that year by the cathedral, where it was premiered by Brubeck and his new quartet, including son Chris on bass, with orchestra and chorus. The Pange Lingua variations would become one of Brubeck's most celebrated sacred works, and has been recorded by the London Symphony. Dave performed it again in the year 2000 at his alma mater, University of the Pacific in Stockton. CAP Radio presented that concert live on the air. Here is the then 79-year-old Brubeck addressing the audience.
We first did this in Sacramento at the Blessed Sacrament, the cathedral. This theme, they think, is the oldest piece in Western music. And I'm not talking about cowboy songs.
He's joking with us, of course, but Dave did know a lot about cowboy songs, having grown up on a cattle ranch less than an hour from Sacramento in Ione.
I remember visiting that ranch as a little kid.
The Brubeck family moved to the East Coast when Chris and his siblings were still fairly young, but he says his father's Northern California roots ran deep.
One of the later times, we were up with Dave, and we went on this joyride where we just wanted to see his old stomping grounds. And we went over this little bridge over a creek. He said, look, stop, look over there. And I looked down, and there were some, like, rotted planks that maybe had been a little deck that had gone out over the river. And he said, that's where one of my first gigs was. That was the remnants of the rotted timber of where he was playing gigs as a cowboy kid.
That local connection, plus the fact that Brubeck had emerged as a notable Catholic composer, in addition to being a jazz icon, were reasons why Bishop Francis Quinn and the Cathedral commissioned Dave to write his Pange Lingua Variations for a fundraising concert to help with church renovations. Current music director Rex Rolanka provides some background on the chant and Brubeck's variations of it.
It's a chant that we sing every year at Holy Thursday. Pange Lingua Gloriosi, which was composed by St. Thomas Aquinas. Dave Brubeck takes that exact Gregorian chant and runs away with it. The work begins with the first verse of the Gregorian chant, sung, unaccompanied, sounds like monks. That's what I've been telling the choir, sound like monks or sound like nuns. Then it goes into a little orchestrated introduction that then goes into the choir singing in harmony.
Chris Brubeck says the acoustics and architecture of the cathedral and the arrangement of the singers make for a unique concert experience.
You're hearing the ancient, ancient Gregorian chant behind you, and then you're seeing and hearing in front of you the new manifestation of how Dave would reharmonize and use that theme as an inspiration to create new music.
The third verse is arranged by Brubeck as a sort of march. Drummer Randy Jones is featured here with Chris on bass and Dave at the piano from the UOP concert in 2000.
And Randy would approach it almost like a very fast second line New Orleans thing. Military snare drum and syncopated bass drum thing.
Improvisation is, of course, essential to jazz, but Brubeck felt it was also an important element in his choral works.
One of the reasons he always wanted to have improvisation in his pieces was that even though the pieces are set with fixed notes for the choral singers and for the orchestra, when you have the element of the jazz group, that means that the audience is hearing something freshly created right in front of their eyes, in front of their ears, to keep the music in whatever year it's being performed, contemporary in a sense.
For this weekend's concert, bassist Chris and drummer Dan Brubeck will be joined by another world-class improviser and a familiar name to Sacramento audiences, Joe Gilman.
Incredible piano player who also has done some remarkable reinterpretations of Dave Brubeck's music. So Dan and I are really looking forward to seeing how Joe treats this. You know, he has his own improvisational voice and he's a master musician.
That's Joe Gilman from his own album, Time Again, Brubeck Revisited. There are sections in the Pange Lingua Variations where the jazz combo is featured on its own. There are also places where it interacts with the orchestra and chorus, including one of the emotional high points of the piece, the fifth verse, given the English translation by Iola Brubeck, "Bow Down."
It's not lyrically complex. They're just going, bow down, bow down, over and over. That's the words. So he was letting them basically be like the strings in an orchestra for you to solo over, but with the warm, rich qualities of the human voice in harmony. That's the unique texture Day was after. And it just really worked. It's just so beautiful. It brings you to tears.
It's been a lot of work for Rex Rolanka, rehearsing the singers, hiring the orchestra, and coordinating with Chris Brubeck for this weekend's concert. But he says it's a labor of love that just makes sense.
We are the perfect agents to bring back this music. The cathedral having commissioned it, and here's a local guy who became this huge star, you know, we should be doing his music. Our bishop, Bishop Jaime Soto, is a lover of jazz. And in his article in our local Catholic magazine a couple months ago, he talks about how jazz is a religious experience because it takes faith to get up on stage and then just pour your soul out. You might have a framework, you kind of know what you're going to do, but you don't have it set in stone.
For Insight, I'm Paul Conley.
The choir of the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament in downtown Sacramento will perform Dave Brubeck's Pange Lingua Variations this Saturday at 8 p.m. The performance will feature special guests Chris and Dan Brubeck, Joe Gilman, and a chamber orchestra. We have a link on our Insight page. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Phelps. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicki Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.